This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Katherine Palmer, that's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, last name is Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, birth date 4-2-1945. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Palmer with prior kidney abnormalities, currently normal kidney function, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 15th of 2024. She had to cancel several appointments. One of them was for poor weather and bad driving conditions, but she has rescheduled for today, and she's doing well. Weight is unchanged. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and that is stable. She denies recent hospitalizations or procedures. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, other than minor dyspnea with exertion. And she does not require oxygen. Medications. I want to highlight hydralazine, 25 milligrams, 3 times a day. She is not using any diuretics, and she does try to limit fluid intake to control the edema. Physical exam, weight 202 pounds, pulse is 55, blood pressure is 134 over 48. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is obese, non-tender, and she does have 3 to 4 plus edema of the lower extremities. Looks a lot like lymphedema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 30th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. Estimated GFR is 65. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension currently at goal and chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.